Well, the subtitle of the Management of Change Conference this year is Redefining the 21st Century Brand, and you mentioned some of the issues that agencies have had over the last period of time, and those problems are really on the forefront of the minds of people who are here. And the idea is not just how do we make our name better among the citizen who receives our services, but how do we deliver a better product so that we have a good reason to earn back some of the trust that has been lost with healthcare.gov and the VA scandal and all of that. So the primary theme here is, it seems to me, is kind of a redoubling of effort at looking at what we're doing and where we're going wrong, and more of a consciousness on accountability and responsibility than I think I've seen at any conference like this before, Jared.
These conferences and these panel sessions, in my experience, sometimes devolve into what I like to call admire the problem sessions, where everyone just sits and wrings their hands and says, boy, this is a tough challenge.
Yeah.
Are we hearing solutions to these tough challenges?
Well, that there's certainly an eagerness to hear solutions to the challenges, Jared. I would say that we're in the process of forming responses to these challenges. We're certainly going to challenge or solve big challenges in one day. But what I hear more than I've heard before is an admission that the way we're doing it is not working. People are not becoming more and more enamored with their federal government. They're becoming less and less enamored with it. And so it really is time to focus on what we're delivering to people. I've heard the word outcome more in the last probably couple of weeks than I have in all the rest of the time I've been covering the federal government, especially as it pertains to the word output. Now, in one of the panels that I moderated this morning on systems integration, the discussion got to that topic, and Ira Hobbs, the former CIO at Treasury, brought that up. Output, of course, is measuring how many times something happens or something like that. Outcome is whether you actually get the result that you want from a mission perspective. Outcomes are much more difficult to measure because you have to really get at what the whole point of the exercise was in the first place. But the reason that pertains to what we were talking about systems integration is building a new IT system and setting it up. Building a website for healthcare.gov was not the point. The point was for people to have access to health insurance that have never had access to it before. And the fear and the challenge that people want to try to solve is how do we think about what the end user is going to be, not just even within our organization, but whoever the citizen is that our mission focus touches. I would say that we're on a good path. But as I said, those challenges are so big that you're not going to solve them in a couple of days at a conference.
Your point about outcomes being harder to measure than outputs, I think is definitely true everywhere. But I also think it's just not culturally how the federal government is attuned and how it has evolved over the years. It's more used to being able to come up with metrics that you can put into an annual report to Congress or that will have an impact on your performance appraisal rather than these softer measures of success.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I think you're right about that. And I think one of the reasons I think there's potential for a breakthrough is the government voices that I hear at this conference are saying the same thing, Jared. They're saying, we know this isn't our strong suit. We know this isn't what we have a history of being able to do. We want to develop ways of determining what happens so that the right thing happens at the end. You know, one of the examples from one of my sessions this morning was from Rory Schultz, the deputy CIO at Food and Nutrition Service at the Agriculture Department. And he said one of the reasons that he believed they were making a breakthrough is because when he talked to people in his agency about what they do, he said the answer that we got back was, we feed people. You know, Food and Nutrition Service runs the SNAP program, which most people know as food stamps. And the food stamp program is a program that helps people afford food, buy food, that wouldn't be able to afford it or buy it otherwise. And he said the fact that people think of our organization as an organization that feeds people instead of as an organization that sets up an IT infrastructure that allows people to receive food stamps he believed that to be a watershed moment in the way that his organization looked at how they did their jobs. And that kind of transformation is what agencies appear at least to be hungering for as they figure out not why they exist, they know why they exist, but how to manifest that, excuse me, in the way that they go about doing their business.
Let me circle back to the specific example of the government as systems integrator panel that you mentioned earlier that you moderated this morning. You know, when this conversation comes up, usually it's around, yeah, there's a lot of situations where that would be the right thing to do, but we're not sure there's the expertise on the government side to successfully pull that off. Did the folks on your panel this morning have any encouraging views on that?
Well, the conclusion that we came to, Jared, is that should government be its own systems integrator, the correct answer to that is most likely it depends,
right,
as it is to many questions. And it depends on what the outcome that you want is. And that's how we got into that whole line of thinking about outcomes versus outputs. If you want to finish an IT system, then you might look at it one way. If you want to make sure that at the end of the IT system deployment, a citizen can do X, Y, or Z, that requires a different view of how you're going to go about completing the project, and that then, as you work it backwards, might require a different view about how you conceive the project and deploy it. So as far as any, you know, earth-shaking insight as to answering that question, I can't say that we were able to accomplish that, but what we did accomplish was driving a dialogue about the role, the necessary components of what a successful systems integrator does. And there's tremendous agreement about that that I find very encouraging. One person in charge and leading the organization, whether it's project manager from a contractor or whether it's a PM on the agency side. The other element that's really important is very clear requirements, and you know this from studying DOD as you do. Requirements are, for whatever reason, the 800-pound gorilla in the room for almost every government project, and yet, since it's the framework on which the rest of it's built, getting them right with a strong leader who's able to move the project forward, pretty much everybody in the room today agreed that those are the necessary components. Now, where those people live is a different issue, and it depends on what you're doing and what the expertise is that you have and what the expertise is as the agency that you need to go out and buy from a contractor.
You flatter me by saying I study DOD. That's probably too strong a term for whatever it is I do.
I doubt that.
Federal News Radio's Francis Rose joining us from Cambridge, Maryland. Thank you, my friend.
As always, my friend.